Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at Foreign Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 187, Audience Intent Marketing. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthe.
Audience Intent Marketing, tips on aligning content to user intent. If you do a web search for the word pizza on Sunday afternoon, more than likely, it's not because you want to learn about the history of the dish. You probably want to order pizza to share with friends while you watch football. When Google serves up local pizza places in its results, the search engine is demonstrating that it understands user intent. Audience intent marketing matches user searches with relevant content. It's understanding the true intention behind a search and returning results that not only meet basic search needs, but are also useful, interesting, engaging, and shareable. Let's start by talking about why companies practice audience intent marketing. Understanding user intent is part of optimizing for user experience, UX for short, and there is a direct bottom line impact. For every $1 invested in UX, the average return is $100. That's an ROI of 9,900%. As a whole, UX helps lower customer acquisition and customer support costs. And successful UX is tied to increased customer retention and market share. Companies that create intent-driven content to improve UX enjoy a competitive advantage. Delivering on user intent helps increase conversions, traffic, leads, sales, and click-throughs. In other words, it pays to walk in your customer's shoes. Intent is a different way for a business to group customers. Demographics such as age, income, marriage, and education are traditional customer segments. But when you group by intent, you're forced to approach meeting customers' needs from a new angle. Answering intent encourages creative problem-solving. To develop content based on audience intent, you have to understand intent. And web searches reveal what you need to know about what users really want. Web users conduct three primary types of searches: informational, transactional, and navigational. Each search aligns with a different intent and shows a customer's place in the buying journey. Informational searches are generic searches for a broad topic. They're usually one to two words. Searchers use broad terms at the beginning as they gather information. Transactional searches are searches to perform an action: buy, download, sign up, etc. Searchers move towards transactional searches after they've gathered enough information to make a decision. The last type of search is navigational. Users conduct navigational searches to get to a website. These searches don't have buying intent. Users are looking for one specific piece of information and nothing more. Imagine these searches on a spectrum. On one end are informational searches, where people do initial research. Informational searches are for people with lots of questions. On the other end are transactional searches, where people are ready to make a decision. Transactional searches are for people with fewer questions, but the questions are more specific. In the middle of the spectrum are searches by people who are educating themselves and evaluating options. Keywords help guide the type of searches and what content best fits the intent behind the search. Pretend there's a customer interested in foot massagers. Your online store, footmassagers.com, sells them. In the beginning of the buying journey, the customer searches for cheap foot massagers. This is an informational search. The intent is to conduct research, not to buy. Intent-driven content for this informational search could share product categories. For example, your online store could have a page that introduces different types of foot massagers: heavy-duty foot massagers, gentle foot massagers, etc. The buying journey continues for this customer with a search for foot massager reviews. This still is an informational search, but the intent has evolved. The intent now is to compare options. Thinking back to the search spectrum, this customer is in the middle, between informational and transactional. Intent-driven content for this search could be a page that summarizes user ratings and testimonials for different brands of foot massagers. At the end of the buying journey, the customer searches for "buy foot massager." This is a transactional search. The intent is to make a purchase. This customer wants to close the deal. Intent-driven content for this search could be a page that highlights foot massager benefits and displays the option to buy immediately. You might ask, what about navigational searches? In this example, a navigational search would be if the customer typed footmassagers.com into the search bar. The customer's intent is to go directly to your website. We can't say, though, if there's buying intent tied to that search. Let's wrap up the podcast by looking at the three steps of audience intent marketing. Step one is knowing the buying cycle. The buying cycle starts with broad, informational search terms and moves towards specific, transactional terms. Your task is to provide informational content that guides visitors towards specifics and the transaction. Step two is matching keywords to the buying cycle stage. Integrate keywords related to each intention on appropriate landing and content pages. Think like a customer as you align content with intent. Step three is identifying user intent from analytics. The first two steps are closely linked, and you understand that link by diving into analytics. Bounce rate, which counts how many people leave a website after landing on one page and not interacting with it, is particularly useful here. Keywords with a low bounce rate indicate greater engagement and useful content because visitors hung around a page. Keywords with a high bounce rate indicate that on-page content failed to deliver on what visitors wanted to see. Experiment with keywords and content to find the best mix that delivers on audience intent. Businesses that meet customers' needs have their needs met too, in the form of retention and long-term revenue streams. Thanks for your intention. Oops, I mean attention. Now get busy thinking like a customer.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on audience intent marketing. Make sure you keep a lookout for our next podcast, Ad Blocking, How Ad Blockers Work and Why People Use Them. Also, make sure you check out our 4imprint podcast archive at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.